The Wildcats co-ed tennis team got off to a good start last Friday with a dual match win over Mount Pleasant on the road. They play in a Hallsville tournament on Friday. And I talked with Wildcats tennis coach Tony Martinez Tuesday morning.
Had a dual match with Mount Pleasant last Friday, so tell us about that one.
Oh, it went very well. A little cold, a little chilly, but it was. We'd been practicing in the weather, and we did real well. It was 14 or, I don't even remember the score, 12 to 4, is what it was. Four, not 14, 12 to 4. So
did
y'all
play
score.
It kind of like team tennis in the fall?
Yeah, it's similar. What we do is the ones play each other. We don't play, and you only play what you're going to play in the fall. You're going to just play one or the other, singles or doubles. And with our number ones played each other, and then our one played their two, and their two played our one. And so we just kind of mixed it up that way.
You must have had good success in most of the kids.
Saw really good stuff. Saw some improvement for the players who did have gone to participate in some other matches and other tournaments like we talked about in December and early January. And you could see the improvement of their game by attending these other matches. So very happy with what I saw last Friday.
Mm-hmm. I believe you've got a big tournament coming up. Later this week.
We do. My JV will be going to Longview this Thursday, and then Friday we're going to Hallsville, and there's going to be some tough competition there in the Hallsville for our players. I mean, there'll be Longview, there's Garland, Texarkana High, so a lot of the big guns will be there. So, you know, we're going for the competition.
That's kind of what the spring is all about, right?
Right.
This kind of stuff.
Just working up to district, you know, and trying to jockey your way to get some wins over some, you know, highly, you know, ranked teams. That makes you good where you go in for the tournament. Then we have some bargaining leverage power to get ourselves seated in the top four is what we're looking to do.
So that's what really you're hoping the kids will impress.
Right.
In this tournament.
We want to finish, you know, at least the quarterfinals, semifinals. We're just working for that. You know, if anything else that happens after that, then it's icing on the cake. But we're just trying to push our way to get into the semifinals.
Okay. Yeah, that this time of year you're looking for, you know, how far kids can go. And if they happen to drop into consolation, you hope that they really go far then.
True. That's what I've told these guys. I mean, if we do lose in the first round, I expect us almost be in the finals of consolation. You know, we need to be that far to have consideration, you know, for those rankings. If you don't make it to that distance, then, you know, it's going to be where we have to come back and do some more practice, you know, a little bit, you know, longer and harder, you know, when we come back.
Have you had much of a chance to break down the strokes of the kids and work with some of that kind of stuff, some of the basics?
We're going through that right now. We did a lot of stuff the last 2 to 3 days. What we really went over this past week was what I saw what we lacked in doubles was movement on the court with the other doubles partner. You know, one player is hitting the ball and moving to get to the ball where the other person just gets stuck in the mud. Mm-hmm. So we got to make that person move also. So that's what we've worked on the last 2 or 3 days. And that's what we're working on is movement on the court, not just to hit a ball and stand. We want them to start anticipating a movement. So we're working on key things, you know, and then we're also working on strokes, working on backhands, and this is the time where this whole spring season, I'm trying to prepare them for next fall team tennis.
KSST Sports.